Next, a holiday essay from Jeff L.
I like to get up very early on Christmas morning and go outside, coffee mug in hand, wrapped in a fleece blanket from the couch. I go over to the brick wall on the edge of our property and look down the hill. There, at the bottom of the hill, past the neighbors and beyond the brush, lies the interstate. I slurp my coffee and listen to the silence. It's the one morning a year when the river of highway comes to a near dead stop. Last year, when I peeked over the wall, I saw dark strips of salted asphalt cutting north and south through a fresh coat of thin snow that had fallen in the night. A carless, truckless, white Christmas with long minutes of quiet dark. It's as if the earth had seen the conductor lower the baton, palms down, eyes closed, shushing lips, pleading for pianissimo. It feels good to inhale the cool air when the drone of the vehicular hive is replaced by the soft buzz of solitary vehicles plying the roadway. It's the most silent morning of the year, when the communal beam is replaced by single pairs of headlights swimming alone in the dark. Curious to see the road so empty. I'd like to believe that couples are still tucked in their Christmas beds or wrapped in furry robes watching toddlers tear into presents. But it's the best time to play the imagine who's in the car game. The game I like to play when all I can see is a dark silhouette behind the halogen glare. On this morning, there is plenty of time between vehicles to let my mind project detailed images through the steel and glass. An SUV is heading south. I see children sleeping in the back seat. Mom is dozing on the passenger side, while Dad is sipping from his travel mug. Over the interstate and through the toll booth to grandmother's house, or something like that. Pudgy cherubs in footy pajamas and puffy parkas, lashed in their car seats, sucking binkies and spooning stuffed horsies. Those are the happy cars. I stand in the silence and hear a semi coming from a long way off. Noisy 18-wheel cargo freighter churning up the miles on the emptiest day of the year. I see a face behind the wheel that needs a shave, staring up the lonely road with heavy eyes and long blinks, catching glimpses of Christmas past. Trucker man, who gets the kids every other year. A rooster tail of salty spray swirls behind his solo ship. The orange tip of a cigarette glides by. Wisps of Virginia tobacco spill into the mist. Those are sad trucks. It's getting light now. A pale band is waxing in the east. A big four-door slips north. It's Mom and Pops cruising home for Christmas dinner. There was a party last night at the club. Pops is the association president, so he just had to be there. He's up early every day, so they will be at the house in plenty of time for dinner. Mom will make the gravy and wonder aloud about something that isn't quite right. Afterwards, Pops will fall asleep with the crossword in his lap. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day, on Christmas Day. I saw three ships come sailing in on Christmas Day in the morning.
Jeff L. lives in Roanoke and is the author of the book Ruth Uncensored.